This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. India's increasing coronavirus caseload has made the Asian giant the world's second worst hit country behind the United States. The rise comes as India's efforts to head off economic disaster gain urgency. The Delhi Metro Rapid Transit System resumed operations Monday after 5 months with riders required to wear masks and following other social distancing. Authorities say they have little choice but to reopen the economy despite the rising cases. India's economy has shrunk faster than any other major nations. The health ministry says 4.2 million people have been infected with the virus after adding 90,802 new cases Monday. Globally, more than 883,000 deaths have been recorded from COVID-19, and a new milestone of 27 million infections was reached Sunday and surpassed Monday. Australia announced on Monday it had struck a supply and production agreement with pharmaceutical companies worth 1.7 billion Australian dollars over two potential COVID-19 vaccines. Under that agreement, Britain's University of Oxford, in collaboration with AstraZeneca and Australia's University of Queensland, working with CSL, will provide more than 84.8 million vaccine doses for Australia's 26 million, almost entirely manufactured in the Australian city of Melbourne. Saudi Arabia's King Salman told U.S. President Donald Trump in a phone call Sunday that the kingdom was eager to achieve a fair and permanent solution to the Palestinian issue, which he said was the main starting point of the kingdom's proposed Arab peace initiative. The Arab peace initiative was drawn up by Saudi Arabia, in which Arab nations offered Israel normalized ties in return for a statehood deal with the Palestinian and full Israeli withdrawal from territory captured in 1967.